Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to hit a couple of things Wisco Paul just brought up, very important things. One of them, on guns, the reason for permits and training, permit and training requirement, is that you have to respect the weapon. You have to understand the weapon. You have to understand its power, and you're in control of it. You don't have a bunch of yahoos just walking around without permits and training. That's called constitutional carry. And the idea is that during the Revolutionary War, the farmers that came out at Lexington and Concord with their muskets, they didn't have permits. But their training, their fathers taught them, or their mothers taught them. They were trained. They respected the weapon. They didn't go walking around with it, waving it around in the local bar. That's the reason for permits and training. Respect the weapon, learn how to use it, learn that you don't use it, except under the most extreme circumstances. Now you have yahoos walking around, going to threaten people. Frankly, they don't have to point it at them in a voting line. They have to walk up to an 80-year-old woman with a semi-automatic, like the Taliban, you know, kind of across their chest and say, "Are you registered?" Scare the hell out of her. She's not going to go there. She's not going to go there. But the other thing that he also raised, the issue about the abortion question down there, the good news, if there is any, is that that decision by the Supreme Court is not a ruling on the merits. They're just saying, we're not going to stop this law as it goes forward. You know, you go ahead, you know, in the federal court down there, federal judge could enjoin it tomorrow and it would be effectively enjoined. Then they would go up to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals could uphold the lower federal court's injunction. Then it would go to the Supreme Court and it'll take a year to be accepted and briefed. Okay. Normally when that happens, the Supreme Court stays, S-T-A-Y, stays the law. They enjoin it on a temporary basis. Or if there's an order that permitted it, they would stay the order. They'd stay the order, or they would preliminarily enjoin the law so that they could look at it. And that's what John Roberts was getting at in his dissent. But one of the aspects of this law, and there's many of them, but one that is absolutely unbelievable is the vigilante, the snitch bounty. Everybody's a vigilante watching their neighbor, just like in Stalin's Russia in the 1940s when Laurent and Beria was the head of the secret police. They're rewarded for turning people in. And one of the issues that has come up is a lot of women are now leaving Texas to have abortions elsewhere, even in Oklahoma. In the old days, they went to California or they went to New York because it had been legal there even before Roe v. Wade. And one of the things that's not well known is that the guy who signed the abortion legislation in California, making it legal, the most permissive abortion law in the country, was a guy named Ronald Reagan, governor of California. He became pro-life only for political reasons when he decided to run for president. Okay, so people are leaving the state, but a lot of people can't afford a plane ticket to California or New York, so they may go to Oklahoma. The question has come up is, can the bounty hunters follow them across state lines and turn them in and get 10 grand and harass them even there? I mean, this is unbelievable. Remember Dog the Bounty Hunter? Well, let me tell you something. There were real life bounty hunters down in Tennessee and elsewhere. Some of these states thought, okay, we're going to turn it to the private sector. Well, these bounty hunters, a lot of them look like criminals, long, dirty hair, missing a couple of teeth, violent as hell. They track people. In a couple of cases, they busted into the wrong house and killed the guy in his bed. And it was the wrong guy. They weren't supposed to kill anybody. You cannot delegate bounty hunting to private citizens. That is wrong. That is a snitch bounty going back to the Soviet Union in the 40s when Laurent and Beria, sadistic head of the secret police, encouraged kids to rat on their parents. They'd rat on their parents. They'd say they said something counter-revolutionary. Parents would be arrested, never seen again, go to the gulag. So can Dog the Bounty Hunter track a woman across state lines into Oklahoma or California? The answer is no, obviously not. The answer is that this six-week thing is unconstitutional also. This is all unconstitutional. But the sad fact is doctors do not want to take the chance. They want zero risk, and their insurers want zero risk. So when a law like this comes into effect, they throw up their hands and say, I can't do anything. Now, the way that can be tested is somebody's going to get arrested, or somebody's going to get a $10,000 fine because their neighbor ratted them out. And the arrest, there's no state arrest power in this thing, but people are going to shove each other and there's going to be disorderly conduct arrests. And a court will look at that and throw out a charge because basically the underlying law is unconstitutional. But there's a lot of lawyers involved with that, a lot of fees involved with that. And we're talking about a woman. I mean, we're talking about a woman who decides, you know, come on. So in any event, the question is, my legal opinion is, if Dog the Bounty Hunter sniffs around at the border, all they got to do is stay in motels in southern Oklahoma or northern Texas and look for people with Texas plates going across the lines and follow them. And what, turn them in for 10 grand under this thing? This pure Soviet Union. Pure Soviet Union. People are not going to put up with that. The Supreme Court's going to overturn this eventually. And the lower court should. And a headline that could be imminent would be a federal district court in Texas overturns it. Judge Joe Blow, he says no. And the Supreme Court didn't ratify it. Everybody's going, oh, the Supreme Court ratified. The Supreme Court didn't ratify anyone. They chickened out. 5-4, they just said, we're not going to step in at this point. That's all they said. Lower courts can still do it. They will do it. But the message being sent is a message of a police state. The message being sent, a piece of legislation that none of us have spent a lot of time talking about, is partisan poll watchers can show up and must be admitted and walk around the polls wherever they want in Texas. And we don't have partisan poll watchers from the Democratic Party that go and harass Republican voters. But they do the other way. In Florida, they did it. And it affected the counting of the vote. And they said that Bush had won by 500 some odd votes. Was the president, that was false. The Republican Supreme Court stopped the recount. And then we had Bush for 8 years. And with the Iraq War and the recession, two recessions. So Texas has given us a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. Some very good people in Texas, some of my shipmates, Navy in Texas, you won't find better sailors. Like, they're my buddies, but I'll tell you what, you don't put Dog the Bounty Hunter onto women to get himself $10 fee in a snitch bounty. Is that hard to understand? I mean, that's not constitutional. For one thing, having neighbors rat on each other, they don't have what's called standing. There's no injury to them. They have no reason to do it other than the money. They have no reason to do it other than the money. Snitch bounties are wrong. Bounties are wrong. Bounty hunters are wrong. These freelancers go out there with a gun. Tennessee, they killed the guy, the wrong guy. They shouldn't have killed even the, quote, right guy. The wrong guy is sleeping in his bed. And I'm not talking about the police in the last year or so. I'm talking about some years ago. Kick open his door, says, bounty hunter, some guy with long hair and three teeth, you know, gibbering with pleasure. This guy's in bed. They think he reaches under the covers. He's probably trying to pull him over his head, and they gun him down. Bounty hunters gun him down in his own bed. I do not want Dog the Bounty Hunter hunting women into Oklahoma, okay? It's as simple as that. It's got to be said a little more forcefully than I've heard it said. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.